There is another content provider coming into the streaming space, and that is Cell C, with an offering that they've called Black. They made the details known a little earlier, and it is due to go live on the 14th of this month. Arthur Goldstuck of Gadget.co.za and Worldwide Works is on the line to us. Is there room for another player in the market? Arthur, good afternoon.
Hi, John. There's always room for another player in the market if they can reach the market and if they can give the market what it wants. So everyone thinks that DStv has the market sewn up, and in many ways it has. But then when you see what Netflix achieved when it arrived here, and also Showmax giving Netflix a bit of a run for its money, you can see that not all needs are met by MultiChoice.
So what has Cell C Black got waiting for us that you think is likely to attract a decent volume of subscribers?
Probably one of their more attractive offerings in terms of the fact that they can't get hold of the rights to the English Premiership, which is like the holy grail of pay TV, is the fact that they have the five of the biggest sports clubs in Europe having their official channels as part of this offering. But I think probably more important than just that element is the fact that the way it's structured and the way people are able to pay for the service is far more, let's say, conducive to the needs of South Africans. So you don't have to have a credit card. You don't have to have many years of credit record, etc. You can pay with anything from EFT to vouchers that you can purchase and the like. But also, you can also go on a kind of pay-as-you-go basis almost, by which I mean that you pay for what you use and not this massive upfront subscription fee.
Because one of the things they're offering is R5 a day for 24 hours access to the sport that they will show in that hour. And they are talking about delayed streaming, but they haven't put a number to by how many hours they will stream something which has already happened. I mean, Dos Santos makes the point that as a sponsor of the Sharks, they can't broadcast a Sharks match. DStv has premium rights to that. So, you know, sport is the holy grail. Will they have enough sport to make people want to pay R5 a day, 5 days a month in order to watch the sport that's in those 25 hours?
The idea there is that they're not going to be getting people to pay every day for sport. It's when they want to watch it and when there's something they want to watch, as opposed to having to pay regardless of whether you're watching or not. And that's what often happens with DStv customers. But I think the issue that he raises is an important one, that South African sports, and especially national sports, shouldn't be tied to one service provider. And I can see with this whole arena exploding the way it is, with so many providers of streaming services, I can see the regulator actually stepping in, the broadcast regulator, that is, and saying, well, you cannot actually tie down a national sport or coverage of a national sports team to one network. So I think that is a fight that he can argue that they could potentially win in the long term. And that should be the thin edge of the wedge, because then you would start looking at other rights and the ability of MultiChoice to tie down the English Premiership rights, for example, for the next 6 years. And that, just a reminder to listeners, when MultiChoice won the rights to the Premiership in Nigeria, they killed off their biggest rival in that country, just called High TV or Hit TV. And they had the Premiership rights prior to that. Once MultiChoice won those rights, it destroyed Hit TV as a pay TV provider in that country, because it is such a compelling license. And in Kenya, just really quickly, the regulator, in fact, looked at trying to prevent MultiChoice from having dominance of English Premiership rights for that very reason as well. But that didn't go anywhere, because you can't tell the Premiership how they can sell their product.
So I know that following the ICASA discussion document on this, MultiChoice has 98.1% market share in the subscription TV space, so that the Competition Commission got interested. We did approach the Competition Commission for an interview today. They haven't got back to us, but we'll keep trying. So the black, you'll have streaming video packages ranging from R5 a day, and you can do that once every 6 months, or you can do it 8 days a month, depending on the level of interest you have in what is going to be broadcast on a particular day. And then their top subscription is R389 a month, which gives you access to everything that they make available. And in terms of what is around, DStv Compact, for example, versus Netflix, versus the other players in this market, if one has R390 a month, R400 a month, where would you rate black on the list of things to desire?
I would say that R390 a month is too expensive, but so is the premium package on DStv. And I think by pricing it at that level, you're actually doing a great favor to Netflix, which is still around $10, depending on the exchange rate, that's R150 a month. And people are going to look at the fact that all the new productions on Netflix are going to be available in South Africa the moment they're available internationally. So it's really hard to compete with that. But I think where black comes into its own is that almost pay-as-you-go flavor. For example, you can either rent a movie and among the latest releases for R29, similar to the box office service on DStv in pricing terms, but you can also buy the movie outright for R59, so about double the price of renting it. You can actually own the movie and watch it as many times as you want to. And that's far cheaper than buying it on DVD at this stage. Although DVDs are probably going to be a piece of history very soon, the new movies coming out on DVD are still quite expensive. So I think that's an area where they should be pushing the offering and giving people a sense of that flexibility that this package allows.
Arthur Goldstock, thank you very much indeed. Gadget.co.za.